BBC Radio Shropshire. Good morning. 9 minutes past eight. It's Thursday morning here on Breakfast. An ambitious project to cut carbon and reduce heating bills in Bishop's Castle is taking shape. 3.5 years since the heat and wind project was first proposed, a planning application has gone in for an 80-metre wind turbine to power the scheme. It's thought to be the first onshore planning application to be published in England since the rules were relaxed by the Labour government. Our reporter Faith Page has been to chat to two people behind the project, starting with Dave Green.
So this is the field it's in. The access is actually up, you see where that tree is? There's a hedgerow up that edge of the field. So the access is actually up there. We're on the road from Bishop's Castle to Lidbury North, near a place called the Connery, and the turbine will be in the field just above us here, just off the road, about halfway up the hillside.
What sort of height? Where would you be able to see it from?
It's small by today's standards, and it's one turbine, but it is 80 metres to the tip. The typical tree might be 25 metres. So it's significantly bigger than anything else that's already in Shropshire. We accept that. But it's not at the top of the hill. It's not going to be visible for miles. There are certain locations you can see it from.
The village down there, what's that village?
Colbatch. There'll be a bit of a view from Colbatch, but there are quite a lot of trees in the way. And from most views, it will have the hillside behind it. You know, won't be silhouetted against the sky. So, you know, the landscape report says that it obviously will have an impact, but it's not as damaging an impact as it could have been if we put it at the top of the hill.
And there's a specific reason, isn't there, for this turbine? Tell me about the wider project.
Yes, well, the wider project we call the Heat and Wind Project. So really what we want to do is to provide low-carbon heat to the centre of Bishop's Castle. Through a heat network, we'll use air source heat pumps to supply the heat to the heat network. But if we used grid electricity to run the heat pumps, it's too expensive. We can't compete with the price of oil. So we need to generate our own renewable electricity, which is cheaper, but also lower carbon. So the two very much go together. At the moment, the figures don't stack up for the heat network without the wind turbine.
Mike Watkins, tell me what your role is in all of this.
We're focusing on the community, trying to talk to the community, inform them, listen to them.
How much of Bishop's Castle and what part's going to benefit?
Yeah. Well, at the moment, we'll be looking to supply energy to the community college, heat that is, and to the spa and swimming pool, but also about 100 houses in the centre of town at the moment. That's our expected limitation at the moment. But the benefits are manifold, as well as reducing the carbon footprint of Bishop's Castle, which, like most rural off-gas grid towns, has a pretty high carbon footprint. It will have a significant impact and reduce that. There is quite a lot of rural poverty, that's no surprise. And most people, whether they wanted to or not, would not be able to afford to have air source heat pumps. And because of some of the old buildings in Bishop's Castle, they wouldn't be easy to fit anyway. So this offers an opportunity for people to become part of a renewable energy scheme at a much reduced and affordable rate.
This sounds like a first for Shropshire. Is it a first for the UK?
This particular combination would be a first for the UK. There is one similar scheme.
Combination as in the wind turbine
and the solar panels and the heat pumps. There's a scheme in Swaffham Prior in Cambridgeshire which has solar panels and heat pumps and a heat network. It's much smaller. It doesn't have the advantage of the leisure centre and the school, which here make the big difference to the economics because they're good big users of heat, and they're both really keen to come on board.
Turning back to the wind turbine, you think this might be a first in terms of getting planning permission for an onshore wind turbine?
As far as we can see, ours is the only application for a new wind turbine to be installed in England and Wales at the moment. Other applications have been for the refurbishment and replacement of existing wind turbines. So, yeah, Shropshire will have a first.
That is Mike Watkins. Before that, Dave Green talking to our reporter, Faith Page. There's more information on the Bishop's Castle wind turbine in the planning section of the Shropshire Council website. And you can also get information on the wider scheme from Lightfoot Enterprises. 14 minutes past eight here on The Breakfast Show on BBC Radio Shropshire.
Breakfast with Adam Green.